What's going on, everyone? Art of the Game is produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville. To learn more, visit fireside.evansville.edu.
Yeah, make it look easy. Hey, stand up guy, boom, 10 toes. Big body pull up in a Range Rover. I could change the whole game when I say so. I pull up, shut it down, yeah, they know.
What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Art of the Game with Arthur Hurst, where we are going to be sitting down with student athletes to talk about the game of life. And this man right here, entertaining both on and off the court, funny like I don't know what, clown for sure, but whenever he steps in the room, he's going to leave you with smiles. He's going to leave you with very good energy and vibes. Welcome in Chuck Bailey III. What's going on, dog?
What's good, man? Hey, like I said, just a second ago, Shout out my man's AD, Adolphus, tight brand, you know. Go get you some merch, you feel me?
Chuck, you're from the D, the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan. A lot of rich history in that city, from musicians like Eminem, Big Sean, Aretha Franklin, famous activists, Malcolm X. He was originally from Nebraska, but moved there after living in Lansing. And then basketball players, Jalen Rose, Shane Battier, Chris Webber. What's it like being a product of Detroit, Michigan?
It's crazy because the Malcolm X stuff, my mama just told me on the phone yesterday. She was like, I didn't know Malcolm X was from Lansing. Yeah, but I mean, being from Detroit, I mean, it's really, you know, it's cool, you know what I'm saying, with the history that we have. I think our history, like, of sports and musicianness, like, I think it really goes, like, the word said, like, underseen. Like, people don't even really reflect on it or nothing. Like, they just forget about us, I feel like. But, I mean, it's cool, though. I mean, I know that stuff, you know, because I'm a history, like, I love history, so I always do my research on stuff, but yeah.
So, what was your upbringing like? Again, Detroit, you know, it's known for being cutthroat, tough, hard, things of that nature, but, I mean, you see the product that comes out of there. What was it like being raised in Detroit, Michigan?
I mean, my upbringing was good. I mean, my mama and my daddy, they kept me, like, away from that stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the bad stuff was going on. I mean, of course, you know, I seen it growing up because, you know, I mean, my family and stuff, like, you know, I got family that live in the city like that. You know, I live in the city right now, too. But, like, you know, of course, you seen it, like, growing up as a kid from Detroit. You all, everybody see it. But, you know, my parents kept me away from that stuff. So, I mean, you know, my upbringing was cool. You know what I'm saying? It was strict. I ain't gonna lie. So, you know, I couldn't get into a lot of bull and a bunch of dumb stuff. And I feel like, you know, that's part of the reason why I am who I am today. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm disciplined and, you know, I do everything. I try to do everything the right way for the most part. But, yeah.
When was time for you to make your own decisions? You know, as we get older, we tend to, okay, mom and dad, like, what you say is over here. I'm going to do my own thing. How much of your upbringing, being able to have that discipline, played a factor as you entered and, you know, your early to late teens, and now you are here at the University of Evansville in college?
I mean, sure. My parents, like they let me grow up a little bit on my own. Like, they sent me, I went to school away for 2 years, not even in Michigan, and they just let me grow up on my own a little bit. But I feel like growing up as a kid, a young kid, having that structure in the household, like, it helped me to be, you know what I'm saying, stay locked in and focused. And I really just, a part of it is just the people I was around, too. Like, I was around people who was goal-driven. And, you know, they had their future out and they had things they wanted to do. So that always made me like, bro, I got to lock in. I'm trying to be like them. You know what I'm saying? But
so where did they send you off for 2 years?
So after my freshman year of high school, during the pandemic, I had went to Vegas and I was working out with my mans and my two big bros. For I look up to them. My guys, Amari and Jaden Hardy. Jaden plays for the Dallas Mavericks right now. And they dad, Ramsey, you know, and I was living out there in Vegas with them, just working out. And then after that, I went to Arizona, Phoenix, for high school my sophomore year. Was in Phoenix for about 2 years. And then my junior year of high school, I transferred to a school in L.A. I was at Don. And so, you know, I got to live away from home for like 2 years of high school, which was good for me. And I feel like that was like a growing up phase. You know what I'm saying? So that was good for me. I needed that, too, to be honest with you.
You talked about Hardy. And you and I have had this conversation before about you looking up to him and taking things from him. So you as a hooper, who do you look up to besides Hardy? Who would you say your NBA comparison is?
I keep hearing the same comparison. People keep saying Anthony Edwards for some reason. I don't know why. I heard a couple people say that, but I don't even see that. Like, I don't really have a comparison for that. Like, I ain't really, nobody really trying to model my game after. I had to be honest. Like, I got to be real. Like, I model my game after, kind of try to model a little bit after Jada, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, the way he, I'm going to say his finesse, like, he got game, like, and a couple other players. Like, growing up, Rocket Watts was my favorite player. Rocket was my favorite. I wore zero as a kid because of Rocket. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I gotta sit here and be honest to the camera. Like, my Instagram took Bailey Zero. Rocket Instagram at one point, I think, was Rocket Zero or something. So, you know, like, I looked up to everything Rocket did. And, you know, I got other big bros who I looked up to. But, like, them two was mainly, like, my favorite players growing up, like, watching. Like, from the expand, they both from the city, too. So, like, I got to actually see them and, like, be around them. So, yeah.
Speak on Rocket more, because I think that's an underappreciated, underseen name that not a whole lot of people know. Obviously, you know, already because Dallas, Luka, and he is having a phenomenal season. But talk about Rocket.
Bro, Rocket is so cold. They don't even know. Like, growing up, seeing Rocket, I think the first time I seen Rocket play was when he was in eighth grade, and he had came and played. Eighth grade, I want to say he came and played for my dad's team. My dad was closer to the family. It was like eighth, ninth grade. I seen Rocket, and I was like, bro, he's on a different level. Like, he get buckets, and he make it look easy. Shoot, he led the EYBL scorer in high school, I think, for 2 years. So, I mean, Rocket was like, Rocket was a real deal, man. Rocket.
Vegas, just being out there, young cat. You know, that's Sin City. Going back to, again, having that discipline, staying locked in. Were there times where you felt yourself, like, slipping? Or you just, you was always focused and worried about the main thing?
I mean, I was always focused and worried about the main thing, because I ain't gonna lie, Jada and Mari, they was locked in. So when I was out of Vegas with them, you know, Pops, they Pops, he ain't having that, you know what I'm saying? So we was always in the gym, you know what I'm saying? When I was in Arizona, you know, I was around, you know, a couple good friends I had, my guy Kobe and Jediah, them my guys for real, like, and I mean, they was older than me, so they kept me on track. Like, they was, like, always telling me, like, little bro, you going to be nice. Just focus. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like my discipline was always there. You know, we young still. We all want to do the same thing, have a little fun and stuff. But for the main part, my discipline was always there, and the focus was always there. So, yeah.
What was it like playing at Donda?
That joint was crazy. It was lit. I ain't going to lie. It was lit. I'm not going to lie.
You got Rob Dillingham being able to. You saw what he was able to do at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, he's a top five, possibly number one prospect. At Kentucky, who else at Donda did you see was like, oh, that boy cold?
J.J. Taylor. J.J. Taylor was cold. J.J. Taylor was nice. Mm-hmm. I ain't gonna lie. J.J. was cold. 6'9", dribbling, shoot, move like a guard. He was cold. J.J., I'm going to go Z. Cruz. The first year, from the first year team, Z. Cruz was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna lie, 6'5", athletic guard, like, pro game. He really got a pro game for real. I'm not gonna lie. Just playing with all them guys, like, it kind of helped me, you know what I'm saying, take the leap I needed. But, I mean, Z. Cruz, my guy Seven, he was young. He was a younger guy on the team, 2024. But my guy Seven, he nice. So who else was on our team? I mean, really, everybody on that team was nice, if we being honest for real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You just got to be real. Like, everybody was nice.
So talking about with everybody being nice, and you know, that's Donda, right? They're not going to bring in anybody who's not that elite, top of the level.
Yeah.
What was the ego like in that locker room?
I mean, shoot, everybody want the same goal. So imagine putting everybody in there with the same goal, you know what I'm saying, alpha males. Everybody want to be the same. Like, everybody trying to get to the league. Everybody in there trying to go to college. You know what I'm saying? So it's really just who going to be the tougher one out of everybody. But, I mean, shoot. It was cool, though. I enjoyed myself at Donda. You know what I'm saying? I forgot that I missed some players. The second-year team that came, AJ Johnson was a part of that team. Shoot. There was a couple other players a part of that team, too. But, yeah, like, everybody wanted the same goal. That's what I liked about Donda, too, because it was the first time I actually got to see other players, like, I seen it, but it was the first time I was on a team with it, too. And I kind of feel like it prepared me for college, too, because, like, you know, I'm at Donda. You know, I ain't really playing for real like that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm behind Rob and Z. Cruz, these two top 5 point guards in the country, you know what I'm saying? But I'm learning from them, too, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate everything from Donda, you know what I'm saying? That's one thing, you know, that I really do. I appreciate them too, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was straight though.
So playing under Dillingham and Cruz, what was the things that they were able to teach you and that you soaked in and was able to take from them?
I mean, shoot. I mean, both of them was good leaders, I feel like, in some ways, in some aspects, they was good leaders. I mean, they just had dog, though. That's really what I took from them, dog. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah.
Both of them dogs, you know what I'm saying? You see Rob doing his thing at Kentucky, mm-hmm. dog, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He got his mindset different, you know what I'm saying? Like he got a different type of mindset, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? That's really it for it. Like, you just gotta, it's something to be around. You gotta feel it. Like, he's just different. Like, he got a different mindset.
Okay.
Be real.
Like, I got you.
Yeah.
Senior year of high school, where was that played at?
Back home, Hamtramck, go to Cosmos, you know what I'm saying? My guy, Coach DJ. Love Coach DJ to death, man. That's my guy.
So how was it, you know, again, you're bouncing around things, how was it being able to go back home and taking all those lessons that you learned from being away for 2 years, being able to bring it back home and do what you did?
I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Going back home was definitely a humbling experience because you got to think about it. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and I was killing. Top recruit, you know what I'm saying? I had hella offers out there. And then I go to Donda, not you. Around everybody, you can name all the famous people. Everybody like, oh, that dog go to Donda, ooh, ooh. And then you go home. Back home, it was like humbling, like back to ground, you know, back to stage one, you feel me? But it was also good to be at home because I was around family. And that's what I needed at the time. I needed that, like, just to be around my family last year because that helped me, like, feel like right now, like, where I'm, the place I'm in right now mentally, that helped me. I needed that because I hadn't been around them for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot, I was 16 when I moved to the West Coast by myself.
Mm-hmm.
So 16, 17, a little bit of 18, now I come back home. It's like being around family was great. Yeah. My high school that I went to, they took me in. Coach DJ took me in from day one. Like, you know what I'm saying? I love Coach DJ for that.
Key tip talking about Coach DJ and being able to be under his mentorship and his leadership.
Coach DJ, man, he loved. Like, he, I ain't gonna lie, he one of them coaches, it's hard to explain, like, what he do. But, like, he one of them coaches, like, he got your back, like, you know what I'm saying, regardless of everything. Like, it's so much that he do that I couldn't even sum up with just, like, one word. Like, Coach DJ do everything, you know what I'm saying? And I love Coach DJ. He know I love him for that, straight up. Like, that's my guy, for real. And, like, I was just on the phone with him before I came up here. Me and him was talking. But we talk every, for the most part, we talk every day, you know what I'm saying? Coach be saying I call him too much sometimes. No. I love Coach though, man. That's mm-hmm. my guy, man. For yeah. real. He took me in. He told me last year. He was like, man, you gonna come here. You gonna hoop. I'm gonna let you hoop. You know what I'm saying? He's like, but I'm gonna be hard on you. And he was. And I need, that's why I said I needed it. It was a humbling experience. Coach DJ brought me back to ground. Stage one, ground zero. Like, he like, man, I might care about all that, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what you got, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna treat you like everybody else. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna work just like everybody else. Man. That's why I did it. You know, I love Coach DJ for that, for real.
Was that tough for you at first to mm-hmm. be able to accept that?
No, it wasn't tough for me at first because I'm like, you know what I'm saying? I already knew people was gonna have that thought about me, like, oh, he coming back from LA, Donda, like, he. You know what I'm saying? He think he the, you know what I'm saying, the shit. Man, gotta be real, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coach DJ, you know what I'm saying? I already knew he was gonna be tough, you know what I'm saying? Because I grew up around Coach DJ too. Like, Coach DJ, I know Coach DJ longer before that. Like, Coach DJ lived right around the corner from my house. Like, come on. Like, that's my guy.
So the relationship was already there?
Yeah, yeah. So, that's my guy. Yeah.
So you talked about coming back home, senior year of high school, that's a humbling experience to get taken back down to ground zero.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of saying that you're also winning, you said how being around family, right, was humbling. That's what you needed, mm-hmm. especially for your last year. How important is family to you?
Family is everything, man. I'm not going to lie. Like, my family, they tried their best to get to as many games as they could this year, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not just talking. When I talk family, like, you know, I got my mama, my daddy, my grandparents, my aunties. I'm talking about my other family too, like my friend. Really, this my brother now, like one of my best friends, my guy Jalen Miller. You know what I'm saying? He gonna be mad I threw his government on here. But that's my guy Jay Butter, man. You know what I'm saying? That's my dog, man. And, you know, his mom and pops got to come down here to see me. You know what I'm saying? That was good for them to come down here to see me. I got another close friend, my guy Yip Anthony. You know what I'm saying? Anthony. That's like been my best friend since like seventh grade. Like, that's my dog. And then I got a couple other mans. My guy Noah, he had just came out here to see me this week. But I got a couple close friends like that's like tight niche. Like, I call family, and they're my guys. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So Detroit, and now you come here to Evansville, right? Detroit, real inner city, you know, black. Here, Evansville, it's the complete opposite. So was there like a, because you was out in Vegas, you was in Phoenix, you was in L.A. So was there a culture shock, or was there like a sort of like, whoa, like, this is a little different?
I ain't gonna lie. It was a little bit of culture shock, but not really, because I feel like I'm good at adapting to places. Like, if I got an adapter, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Like, because I already know what the goal is. You know what I'm saying? Everywhere I go, you know what I'm saying? I'm focused. I'm locked in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the main goal. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, Evansville was a little bit of culture shock. I'm not going to lie. Being here in the summertime was crazy. Them 8 weeks, oh, my gosh. I was like, bro, oh, my gosh. It was crazy. No humans here on campus. You know what I'm saying? It's just me and five dudes in my room. So, like, it was crazy. I'm not going to lie. That was crazy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, other than that, you know what I'm saying? I love Evansville, you know what I'm saying? The city was a good city, you know what I'm saying? For the most part, it's a good city, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it was a little bit of a culture shock, but not really. Like I said, you know, I'm used to adapting, you know what I'm saying? You go from Detroit to, I was living in Gilbert, Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
So Gilbert is like, it's a lot of Mormons and stuff out there, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it was cool. You know, I feel like I just adapt wherever I go. You know what I'm saying? Because that's the nature of it. You got to adapt. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially if I'm trying to go to the league and, you know, and one day be, you know, I'm trying to be a movie star too one day possibly. You know what I'm saying? And do pods like this. You feel me? Do my own stuff. But,
yeah.
Like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to have to learn how to adapt. You know what I'm saying? So that's, it is what it is with that. You know what I'm saying? I love Evansville, though, for sure.
So we're going to play a little game. All right. Y'all had a questionnaire for one of y'all reels, right? Mm-hmm. Celebrity crush. So we got a celebrity crush tournament bracket right here for you.
Come on now.
All right, so while you fill that out, we got Lauren London versus Nicki Minaj. We got Megan Good versus Megan Thee Stallion. We got Billie Eilish versus Georgia Smith. We got Madeline Klein versus Jeffrey Maya. We got...
I'm gonna walk these through. You feel me? I gotta walk these.
I wanna let me. We got Lovey Simone versus Jennifer Lawrence. We got Lotto versus Olivia Baker. We got Zendaya versus Jessica Davis, and we got Ruby Rose versus Hannah Baker. So
we gonna start from the bottom.
I,
cause I ain't really jacking Ruby Rose like that. You know what I'm saying? She cool. You know what I'm saying? Hannah Baker cool. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna go Ruby.
Okay.
Jessica Davis, 13 Reasons Why.
Mm-hmm.
OC. I'm not gonna lie. OC. She was straight. So I gotta go. Ooh, that's, I'm gonna go Jessica Davis. Even though Zendaya, fine. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Lotto, come on now. It's over. Lotto all day.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence, love you so much. See, I like Jennifer Lawrence, but I like brown skin.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I like Lovey Simone. I don't know. You know Lovey Simone?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not too many people know Lovey Simone.
Yeah, she definitely flew under the radar.
I found out about Lovey Simone on Greenleaf.
Mm-hmm. Dang. That's
how I found out about Lovey Simone.
Legendary. That's a legendary.
Yeah. Greenleaf, Lovey Simone.
Yeah.
My favorite. That's one of my favorite celebrity crushes. I love Madeline Klein, Outer Banks.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't even know who Jeffrey. That's Jeffrey?
Yeah, Jeffrey Maya.
What, a G?
That's Simone.
Jeffrey.
All-American, bro. Yes.
Oh, Simone.
Yes.
Nah, she not
messing with Madeline Klein.
Nah. Come on now. Chill out. Madeline Klein. Georgia Smith. Billie Eilish. Look, Georgia.
You broke Drake's heart. And he made a song about you.
You can't do Drake like that. And I just ordered a Billie Eilish shirt. So I'm going Billie Eilish for sure. I got You know what I'm saying? Billie Eilish, for sure. Okay. Not a top. I don't even know why you even up here, like, bro, you just not even fair. Like,
what you mean?
Like,
we got Megan on Megan crime right here.
Yes, it's not fair because I want to advance both of them to the second round. Like, I love the style, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you would.
Megan Good, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You can't never skip Megan Good.
Roll bounce.
And then Lauren London, come on now. ATL. What was her name at ATL? I forgot her name.
Oh, snap. Man. I know exactly.
She was like, but I love you.
Snatch the chain. Give me that. Nunu.
House. Yeah, Nunu.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Nunu.
Give me that chain.
RIP Nip, though. You know what I'm saying? Respect the Nip. For sure. You know what I'm saying? But I love Lauren London. You know what I'm saying?
All right. So we got Lauren London versus Megan Good.
We're gonna start from the bottom again. You got Ruby Rose,
mm-hmm,
and Jessica Davis. I'm gonna go Jessica Davis.
Okay.
I'm not really a big fan of Ruby Rose.
But she was able to move on the second round.
Nah, but she better than Hannah Baker.
Okay.
And no disrespect, I just don't like if we be honest, I don't like girls that like that, like do some looks like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta sit down somewhere, Ruby. Ruby, you fine though, but you gotta sit down somewhere. Come on now. You tripping. Ruby is saying on her face, don't crush me. I just gotta be real. hey, I gotta be real, you know what I'm saying? And I'm gonna be myself on here.
Yeah, what's up?
This is real smooth right here, man.
Yes, sir.
But you know, Ruby just saying OC crush on her face. And you know what I'm saying? I like the low key girls.
All right, but
I'm gonna go next one. I can't skip Lotto. But Lotto, I bandwagon Lotto. I found Lovey Simone, so I'm going Lovey Simone.
Okay.
I bandwagon on Lotto. So I got Lovey.
Okay.
Madeline Klein all day.
I bet.
Billie Eilish fine, but Madeline Klein.
I bet.
And then I'm not going to lie, Lauren London. I love Megan Good, but Lauren London, I got to.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. So we got Lauren London versus Madeline Klein. We got Lovey Simone versus Jessica Davis. You want to start from the bottom again, or are you going to start from the top this time?
I'm going to go. You got to go Lovey Simone.
All right.
So, the championship.
So we got Lovey over Jessica. All right.
That's not even a question.
Yeah.
And then freaking. Look. I do like white girls a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I like Madeline Klein.
Yeah.
So yeah. No disrespect to the white women out there. I like y'all, but I love.
It's just something about the melanin.
It's
just something about that.
Come on now.
Yeah.
It's something about that. And you know, of course in the championship, you gotta give it to the OG.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Or London, come on. You gotta give it to the OG. Yes, hey, Lovey Simone. I don't know, Lovey Simone, you ever see this video? Come on, I. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I'm going to be up there soon. You know what I'm saying? I could take you to Roof Chris. It's like, no, let me stop playing. Roof Chris ain't even that good.
I'm so weak. So we just finished up, you know, our celebrity crush bracket. So it was a crazy segment.
Oh, man. It's a lot of OC crushes. I got to be honest. But, yeah.
What's the lingo?
Man, I can't get into the lingo. Only me and my brothers know the lingo.
I got you.
We talking third person with each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But, no, that's not even the right way to say it.
Okay.
Third person is crazy. But, no, we got our own lingo, though. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We talk a certain way. But if you around, you know what that means.
Yeah.
So
Lauren London, like we said, she won out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll let you some more. But you had some words for Georgia Smith and Ruby Rose. Like you got some beef with them.
I mean, Ruby did DDG foul. I think. I don't know. Georgia, if Drake making a song about you, come on now. It's Drake. What Soulja Boy say, Drake?
Drake make a song about everybody.
If Drake makes a song about you, you had to break his heart. No way he just get in the booth rapping about you. It's too much out here for Drake, man. He a light skin, he a teen, you know what I'm saying? I no Diddy right there. I had a pause right there. Hey, hold on. Let me clear this up. You know what I'm saying? Anybody watching the pod, I'm a basketball player, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm a human too. And we have fun all day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? My boy Art, you know what I'm saying? We've been talking about getting on the pod. You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep it sports related. But come on, man. It's life, man. Y'all got to learn how to enjoy yourself out here, man. It's too much going on for y'all to just be out here worried about the world. What's the same thing?
For sure.
Like, come on, man. Enjoy.
So speaking of being able to enjoy life, what's it like being able to, either on an everyday basis or even when you go home, you see the position you're in, but you look back and some of your friends, some of your partners, your brothers, your family, not on that same level?
I mean, I wouldn't even say that because I feel like my friends, like if we going friends, mm-hmm. I don't surround myself around people in the wrong situations, like doing the wrong thing. All
right.
Like all my friends, you know what I'm saying? They all on the same thing. They hooping. Or they getting money, like they finding a way.
Yes, sir.
Living, you know what I'm saying? So mm-hmm. all my friends, they got the same goals. They trying to make a living out here, you know what I'm saying? All the people I grew up with and all that, they all on the same path. They trying to make a living. So, I mean, for the most part, I don't surround myself around bad people. You know what I'm saying? That's part of the discipline stuff we talking about earlier. You know what I'm saying? I just can't. I got too much going on for myself to be around myself around people who ain't got nothing going for themselves. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Our friends who have took that route, want to be on that crazy stuff, you know what I'm saying? I ain't gonna lie, I cut some of them off. You know what I'm saying? I gotta be real. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I ain't really cut a lot of friends off growing up with, you know what I'm saying? All my guys is my guys. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a tappy in way. Like, you know what I'm saying? And me, you know what I'm saying? I'm liable to hit anybody up out the blue. You good, bro? I ain't talk to you in a minute. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just me, you know what I'm saying? Checking in on people. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, you know what I'm saying? I can't do it, man.
So, speaking of, like, hitting people up out of the blue, and you being hooping things of that nature, I've heard plenty of stories to where you have two phones. You got one phone conversation going on here. You got another conversation going on here while you're having plenty of other conversations going on. How are you able to multitask?
What are you talking about, me individually?
Yes!
Oh, man.
How do you, like, 3, 4, maybe 5 different conversations and know what's going on in every single one?
I mean, I feel like me, I'm always on the phone. I always say the two phones at one time. That's crazy. But I'm on the phone always. If you're around me, I'm on the phone always. And mainly, I'm on the phone with my bros. Like, you know what I'm saying? My guys back home, you know what I'm saying? Like, just checking in with them. Or we talk all day. And we joke all day. You know what I'm saying? I just got to be real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, I got some of my teammates here who I kick with like that all day, too. You know what I'm saying? And I'm probably going to, when I go home for the summer, be on the phone with them. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be around my guys at home more. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I really, you know, I just always be on the phone with people, making sure people straight. You know what I'm saying?
Some of your favorite teammates that you've played with.
Favorite teammates?
Mm-hmm. I am not trying to hurt anybody's feelings with this question.
Just I play with a lot of players.
Yeah, you have. A lot of high star rated guys.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna start off my freshman year. One of my favorite teammates I played with freshman year, one of my close friends, shout out my guy AD. You know what I'm saying? Adolphus, you know what I'm saying? That's my guy, you know what I'm saying? That's one of my favorite teammates I played with. Even though, you know, like that's my guy. Like freshman year, who else was on that? Isaiah Sewell, that was my guy, one of my favorite teammates. Who else was on my team freshman year? Dan Lee, he was nice. One of my favorite. He was just good people. You know what I'm saying? What I mean, like, favorite. Like, they good people. Then, you know, sophomore year, my guys, Kobe and Jediah. You know what I'm saying? They was cool. Donda, for the most part. You know what I'm saying? Like, we talking about, like, favorite teammates. Like, just being around all day.
Mm-hmm.
I was mainly around the same people, so. My guy, Seven, you know what I'm saying? Who else who I read a lot at Don? Big Steve. Big Steve, Seven. I can't remember off the top who I was around a lot. Like, that's what's so... Oh, B. White. B. White, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon White, he's so funny. That's my guy. My senior year, Jay Butter, Mari. I ain't gonna lie, my senior year, my whole team was funny. I liked all of them. I'm not gonna lie. I liked all of them. You know what I'm saying? My whole team was cool. I mean, but if we talking about favorite teammates, like if we talk about hooping wise, like teammates, like I've been on the court with,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
You got to throw Rob Dillingham in there.
For sure.
For sure. I ain't gonna lie. Amari Allen, last year, my high school teammate. I played with Bronny at AAU. Bronny, good teammate, you know what I'm saying? He low-key was not. Bronny, nice. I think people would be, like, he low-key nice, like, low-key. To me, he nice. Besides high school, like, childhood teammates, too. My guy, Bryce Eden.
Mm-hmm.
Love Bryce. That was my dog as a kid, like, Bryce. Bryce Eden, for sure, one of my favorite teammates growing up playing with. And for the fifth place? Well, not fifth place, but like the fifth spot. Dang, somebody else I played with. I was like, man, I just love this guy. On the court, too. He was nice to me on the court. Because everybody I played with, for the most part, been nice.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of it right now, but it's probably somebody. Like, for the most part, everybody I played with for real been nice. But them guys I just named right there, like, them guys who, like, playing on the court, I was like, dang, like.
Mm-hmm.
Little Bryce. No, nobody know about little Bryce. But growing up as a kid, little Bryce is the fastest player I ever played. One of the fastest players I ever played with. Just fast. And gets busy. He can shoot the ball. He has Central right now. So that was one of my favorite teammates growing up as a kid, little kid. So.
Go to hoop shoe.
Hoop shoe? So this year I was a KD guy. I love Kobe's, but it was too flat. Like, they be too flat. And, like, my feet, like, this year, like, I wasn't jacking the flat. And especially because if I'm in practice in the summertime, I was only wearing shoes with a little bit of raise, like, heel
mm-hmm.
and stuff. So, KD's, I fell in love with KD's this year. KD's been one of my go-tos this year. I really love Adidas shoes for the most part.
How do you go from Nike to Adidas?
I mean, because in high school, I was wearing Adidas. Like, when we was at Donda, we was wearing Yeezys in the game.
Okay, yeah.
Then I was also had, like I always had, like, Adidas shoes, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Adidas shoes. Like, I had D-Roses and Dames and Hardens. Like, I liked all them. But I do like Adidas, but go-to shoe for real, right now, I gotta go KD16s.
Okay.
Definitely.
You got a car?
Do I got a car?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't got no car.
Dream car.
Dream car?
Dream car.
And we just talking about this stuff. Come on, now, don't do that to me on site like that. Man, I'm trying to come Lamborghini, Urie's truck, matte black or matte gray, red interior seats. You know what I'm saying? But if that's too much, I already got my backups. I'm coming GLC coupe, AMG 63, the wide body, matte black, matte gray, red interior seats. With like on the head.
Yeah.
My initials, my logo. Tough. You know what I'm saying? Tough. And that's, yeah, them my two dream cars.
So, at red interior on both of them.
Yeah, you got to have a red interior. It just make your car with the stars in them, too. Come on, now. Oh, my gosh. Like, come on. You, hey, man, what? Who we say? Ruby Rose? She getting up in that car. She going. I got to be honest. Hey, I got to be honest. That's the type of energy Ruby Rose like right there. But nah, yeah, that's my go-to car right there. Dream car.
I got you. So, movie star?
I ain't mean to say like movies. Like, I do want to be in a movie one day.
Mm-hmm.
I do. That's one of my dreams, be in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And I do want to do a podcast. Like, this right here, good opportunity to just get on here and just be yourself. You know what I'm saying? You know, we might tap in with something else. Who knows? Sure. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I just like it because I just like to express myself, you feel me? I'm more than a basketball player, and I feel like they put you in that box, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially being an athlete, they just look at you as an athlete. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm an athlete. Yeah, I hoop. Yeah, I might be a little bit nice, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? But I'm more than an athlete.
Being humble with the a little nice, by the way.
But I was just saying, though, you feel me? Like, I'm more than an athlete, you know what I'm saying? I want to, you know what I'm saying, tap into other avenues or stuff, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, yeah, you go basketball. Like, I love basketball. You know what I'm saying? And I use basketball as a tool. Like my dad always told me that as a kid, use it as a tool to open up other things. That's why I want to go to the NBA, because it's one of my dreams and I want to be great and have a, you know what I'm saying, a great future and play in the league. But I know the other doors is going to open up to other things, you know what I'm saying, things that I really want to do, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, definitely.
What is it that you think for you to where you were smart enough to be like, I mean, again, you're a basketball player, but you're more than that. I can be more than this box that people are trying to put me in.
I think I've been like that since I was a kid, like for real, because like since I was a kid, like I love basketball, like I told you, but since I was a kid, I always had other dreams too. I had other things I wanted to do, like making the movies and being in a movie. Like, I've been thinking that since I was in fourth grade. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, I think, you know, that's really been in me since I was a kid. You know what I'm saying?
We talked about you wanting to be on, like, a sports debate show. I want to be on, like, sports talk shows and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I could talk sports all day. I know my stuff, I feel like, for the most part.
Like anything?
Hold on, nah.
He said sports.
If we talking hockey, I only know Wayne Gretzky.
I mean,
he played for the Red Wings. Come on now. That's the only person we talking baseball, I only know Miguel Cabrera.
You acting like you don't know who Derek Jeter is.
Oh, I know D. Jeter. And I know Aaron Judge.
Okay, so come on now. You know
we can't talk baseball for hours, man. I don't even know how to hit a baseball. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to hit a swing a golf club either. If we talking about sports, I only know Tiger Woods. Feel me?
Phil Mickelson? Rory McIlroy?
The old white man? Phil Mickelson?
Yeah.
He's the back in the day?
Yeah. I mean, like, no, huh? Oh, nah, you talking about Jack Nicklaus?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. Nah, he cold. He was out cold back in the day. I seen him hit something on the hill, and it went inside the other, like, it was a hole in one. That's what they call it. I don't know golf. And, you know, it's crazy. I need to get out there on the course.
That's where a whole lot of the business happens.
Yeah, they be discussing business out there.
Business?
Money. They be talking that cheese out there. That's what they do. And I need to get out there one time and just learn how to golf.
Yeah. But me too, though. Because I think that was, like, I was a golf caddy back in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, man, like, y'all. I'm like, this is, it's kind of cool. Lean back, chill.
They pay you, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, golf caddies.
Yeah.
My grandpa was trying to get me to be one summer. I was too lazy. But if I knew the money that they was making out there, bro, come on.
Oh, now look.
One of my mans is doing it. He said the tips is crazy.
Yes, very true. Very true. Yes, very true. It was definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
So, definitely made some bread that summer doing that. So, yeah, nah, for sure.
Yeah. Nah.
So, younger, right? Basketball's first love. Was there any other sports that you were thinking about possibly doing?
Football. And you know, it's crazy. I was going to play football in high school. I wanted to. Yeah. I got my helmet knocked off one play. I got to be honest here.
You got put on your butt?
Like, I got hit hard. That day, I knew I'm not ready for football. I don't like that hit. Like, I just didn't want to get hit.
You ain't want to get hit.
But, you know, a football player is different. Like, when a basketball player is different when he play football because he going on the court. I remember when I was a kid, I used to play football season. I would come on the court. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's get bumping and banging.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. I like the bump and bang in the game, you know what I'm saying? But I'm telling you, them
wait,
you add up. Oh, Diddy, man. You got to say that. Come on. That's our. But in the game, you know what I'm saying? But football was one of my second favorite loves. And I still love football to this day. And I really get out there and play 7-on-7 if I could. You know what I'm saying? If we set up something, I'll really go out there and show you 7-on-7. It get like that. You know what I'm saying? We got a All-State player on Evansville men's basketball team. He was All-State football wide receiver.
Who?
Weston Agner. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
I locked that up this summer. Oh, come on, nah.
Hey, yo, Wes, we gonna have to see this in action. I'm not even gonna lie. We gonna have to see this.
No. Don't shy away now.
You better stand on business, buddy. You said 707 to get busy.
Oh, we got the video. B-Walls posted it.
Oh, no.
Hold on. We gotta go to B-Walls page. Come on, man. Actually, I ain't gonna do myself like that. He broke my ankles. He cold. I'm not gonna lie. And I couldn't catch the ball either. My routes were too terrible. It looked like I was out there as a 7-year-old running 10 and out and in and out.
It was looking bad.
Yeah, bad.
So I would hope, with you being from Detroit Lions fan. All right.
Don't get my boy Ronald Foss. He's this year. I was one of the happiest Michigan fans this year. For the Lions and
oh Lord,
the Maize and Blue. Come on, now. We won a national championship. Forget the national championship game. You should have seen me when we beat Alabama. I ran down the whole New Hall.
See
my dorm. I ran down the hall screaming, "Let's go!"
See, this is where like it was cool. The conversation was cool, right? I know he's from Michigan.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, you know where I'm going with this.
Ohio State.
Yes, sir. I'm a Columbus boy. For sure. No, Scarlet and gray every day. Y'all got lucky the last 2 years.
We dominated y'all.
I don't even want to get into all that.
We ain't going to get into that because, you know, we the bad dogs.
Oh, here we go. See,
what's our new coach name? Shamar Moore? I believe his name is Shamar Moore.
Niggas, that's the actor, bro. What the? No. Hold on, you talking about the? Oh, hold on, don't tell me.
We gotta tell me, dude, Shamar Moore.
I know y'all do. Please don't tell me it's the dude who I'm thinking about.
Yeah, he took that intern job while B-Line was out. Ooh,
hardball.
Yeah, he took that.
Hold on a second. No. I know you're talking about though.
That's hey. He going to carry us to the promised land again.
Here we go with this.
We got Donovan Edwards back. We got Will Johnson back.
Jerome Moore. Bro.
Jerome Moore.
Bro, this man was, never mind, bro. I'm not, he got enough flack from everybody else.
Come on, now we the real deal, man. And we in the impact. Our schedule harder than y'all's this year, too. So if we dominate this schedule, we going back to back. I'm kind of glad we got rid of J.J. McCarthy, just a little bit.
Got rid of him?
I never thought he was that good. He was okay.
He did what y'all needed to do.
Yeah, he did what he needed to do. But I really was.
Wait, Edwards is coming back?
Yeah, DD. I think he's coming back for sure. He a junior.
You're talking about more.
And we got Will Johnson back. Come on, best cornerback in college football this year. Hands down. Oh my God. So, yeah, we go blue, man. And they got Samaj Morgan. You know what I'm saying? Another freshman about to be a sophomore. About to take that jump.
I can't do it.
Come on, now. Michigan going to be the best. Michigan going to be the best this year. Again.
See, this is what happens, bro.
I'm only saying this to y'all because, look, growing up as a kid.
Yeah, talk about it.
We had long years. I remember Denard Robinson. I remember Devin Gardner running out the back in the end zone.
He was a dog.
I mean, Denard Robinson was cold. But I remember them years with Devin Gardner. Ran out the back of the end zone. Saying, I remember them years Ohio State beat us 7 years in a row. Braxton Miller. Then they switched up to Caldwell Jones.
Oh, here we go.
Caldwell Pope, whatever his name is. Cardell Pope, whatever. I'm sorry. My bad, KCP. But, yeah, all them years, man. Broke my heart, man. Come on now. I remember all them years.
It's so
we had Jabril Peppers, and I swear he was going to take us to the promised land. Jabril Peppers didn't do that. No.
And here, see, that's the thing, bro. When you dominate Ohio State 3 years in a row, and then you win the championship, I just knew. I saw how y'all played against them this past year. And I was like, all right.
One boy up.
I was like, first, bro, here we go. Here we go. Lockup is crazy. You're not locking up Marvin Harrison Jr.
Not locking Marvin Harrison. Hey, he's a real deal.
Look,
he's a real deal.
He didn't have time to. That offensive line was looking.
Yeah. He was one of the best wide receivers in college football this year. I like Dog from Washington, though.
No, I can't get mad. I can't get mad because then that's gonna make me look like a hater. A dude that was definitely that dude.
Dog from Washington was a real deal. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yes, I can't.
And it was somebody else. I want to say went to Oklahoma or something. It was another. I watched college football during college football season.
I know you were talking about Roman Dunze was not. I gotta give you that. He was not.
Oh, dog who transferred from Michigan State to Florida State, Keon Coleman.
Okay, yeah.
Real deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Real deal. Yeah. He cold. I like Keon Coleman. He cold. He might be the most, from the looks, he might be one of the most gifted, like, physically. He's crazy. And he used to hoop, too.
For real?
Yeah. He used to hoop. I forgot who he played with. I know he played at Michigan State. They had him on the bench a couple games. But I forgot who he played with at AAU in high school. But he had bounce like crazy.
It's so funny you say that, and it's so funny that we're talking football, and because a lot of football players can hoop.
Yeah, for sure.
Patrick Mahomes, Tony Gonzalez, Gronk got bounce.
We got players in Detroit. Shoot, Antonio Gates.
Yes,
he didn't even play college football. I don't think he played a snap in college. It was drafted first round in the NFL. I think something like that. And is a Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, my dad told me stories about playing against him in high school. He said Antonio Gates was a real deal on the court. Yeah,
he didn't play college football at all.
He went to Kent State, played basketball. He was the real deal.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how you do that. But
I don't know how. He's gifted. And you know who else need to get out there?
Who?
DJ Burns. Hey, DJ Burns going to make some money out there. I seen a tweet the other day talking about NFL scouts are already reaching out to DJ Burns. DJ Burns, go ahead and make you that cheese, big fella. You're going to make more cheese in NFL than you will in the league, probably. I just got to be real. I mean, he's nice, but he big and slow. Like, come on, you think he checking Wembanyama? Like Zach Edey not fucking with Wembanyama. Come on, nah. Let's be real.
Edey like that. Don't do Zach
Edey. I'm just saying.
But I know
this is Wemby, bro.
Yeah.
Like, the game different. Like, you got to be a mobile big in the league, I feel like.
He's different.
Yeah.
That boy cold. I knew he was going to be cold.
Who, Edey?
Wemby.
Oh, Wemby? Oh, you hear the real deal?
I knew he was going to be cold. This is different.
There's a lot of underappreciated rookies, though, in the league this year with him being like that guy. But I feel like a lot of rookies, you know what I'm saying, they just trying to get their feet wet. Like, one player I've been keeping my eye on a lot, you know what I'm saying, I like watching his games, Keontae George. You know what I'm saying? I like watching him play, so.
I think he's in the perfect situation. He's with Utah, right?
Yeah. And they got Bryce Sissabog on that team too.
I think he's in the perfect situation there.
Yeah. And I like their little team, Utah. I like how Utah where they going. Oh, Colin Sexton was one of my favorite players.
The young bull.
When I was a youngin'. I love Colin Sexton.
That dude.
He was different.
That motor was nice.
You can't teach that. And he still got it. But, you know, when you get to the league, it's a lot of nice players. So, it's like.
It's a lot of motors.
Yeah, you just really got, like, from the league kind of like college in a sense. I mean, not really, but I'm saying, like, situations. Like, yeah. If you're in the right situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm not talking about translating the game.
Obviously, yeah.
Definitely not. But, yeah, like, for sure, man. Like, it's just you got to be in the right situation in the league. Yeah, I like Colin Sexton. I like that Utah team. Another team I like in the league.
Mm-hmm.
I like that Houston Rockets team.
Why?
They bout that. Come on, nah. They bout that.
Jalen Green definitely about that.
Hey, man, y'all told Jalen Green he was at Diddy parties and stuff. He done went out here and made 3 kids in 3 in a month. Come on, nah. Y'all done messed him up, world. Y'all can't do that to my man like that.
Hey, he been balling out, though.
He been hooping.
He been balling out.
For sure, he been hooping.
Take care of the kids.
Nah, yeah, I don't know how that goes down. I mean, I don't know. I'm young too, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't really got no money like him right now, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know where his
right
he,
now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know how he feeling. You know, of course, probably he young. He getting real paper too.
Mm-hmm.
He probably not even worried about looking at it like that. He definitely is a little worried about it. But I know me, I can't. I could.
I will give you that though. They're just young.
Yeah.
And if they can be problems.
They Houston gonna be straight. They got Jabari, he's nice. Jabari Smith.
They have, in my opinion, a really good coach in Ime.
Like, yeah, they just got out. Plus, it's Houston. And Houston is, that's a.
I feel like them and Charlotte similar in some ways. But Charlotte got a little more older experience with Melo.
Yeah.
They got rid of Dog, who had got played by his girl, PJ Washington. I ain't gonna lie. No, I'm trolling. I'm trolling right now. But I ain't gonna lie. PJ Washington cold, too. Who he play with now, though? I forgot who he plays with, but I don't understand why they traded him from Charlotte. He should have stayed in Charlotte. And my boy Miles Bridges.
Who?
Nah, I ain't even joking with Miles or nothing, because that's a serious matter right there.
That is.
That he was going through, and that junk not even cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, PJ, I thought so. PJ's in Dallas.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I don't know the situation
with
Miles or nothing, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, Miles, one of the players I looked up to as a kid, you know what I'm saying? I still do look up to Miles, you know what I'm saying? Like, because he's from Michigan. He's from Flint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't from Flint, but he a player that I look up to, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I love Miles. You know what I'm saying? Him and his backcourt mate at Michigan State, Cassius Winston. You know what I'm saying?
Oh my gosh, bro.
Yeah.
At Michigan State.
That team was crazy.
Winston.
They had Tum Tum on the team, too, with them.
Yes. Winston was the real deal.
Aaron Jackson was there, too. I just thought about that.
Michigan State got some history.
No, they do. They got players.
Obviously,
they,
Draymond Green.
Zach Randolph.
Zebo's cold.
Zebo cold.
Oh, man.
Zebo cold. Zebo the real deal.
Yes. And that does not get talked about enough.
Nah, but they have a team cleanse at Michigan State. Shoot. I mean, I'm trying to think of players. Keith Applin.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Who else was at Michigan State? Shoot. Rest in peace. Adrian Payne was there.
Oh, man.
He was there. He was doing his thing. Him and Keith Applin was on the same team.
Man, when I heard about that, I was like, damn.
Yeah. Somebody died today, too. Vontae Davis.
Yep.
Football player.
Bro.
And it's sickening because it's just the life we live in, bro. Just like if we, you know what I'm saying? Like when Kobe died.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother story. But
yeah.
Like, it's sickening because as I'm getting older and I see it every day, life don't stop for nobody. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going, you know what I'm saying? And rest in peace to them good people, you know what I'm saying? Because I've lost people too, you know what I'm saying, over the years. And you know what I'm saying? Life don't stop for nobody. You just got to keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. I mean, like, Kobe was the first time I feel like the world really stopped. Everybody stopped what they were doing. Like, Kobe?
Yeah.
Like, this is your uncle.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Every time you at the dinner table, somebody say something about Kobe. You know what I'm saying? Every time you at the barbershop, somebody say something about Kobe. That's literally your uncle that you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You got to think about how many times you probably talked about Kobe in your household as a kid. Probably every day, damn near. I know we talked about Kobe. You know what I'm saying? We talk about Kobe all the time. Still to this day. But, I mean, yeah. Life don't stop for nobody. You got to just keep going. Keep with the grind. You know what I'm saying? That's... You know how it is, man.
For sure.
Yeah.
Just got to thug it out.
Yeah, got to. Keep pushing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, bro, so freshman year, wrapping up. What's next? What you thinking about?
Man, just thinking about how to get better this offseason. Really just focus on what I need to focus on, which is, you know, I know the things I lack. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to say them on here because, you know, I don't want people take them, you know what I'm saying, the wrong way. But
yeah.
I know what I'm lacking in. I know what I need to work on. So, I mean, yeah, just that's really what's next, finding out what I'm going to, you know what I'm saying, how I'm going to do things. I mean, right now, we on the pod. The news are already out saying that I'm entering a transfer portal.
You
know what I'm saying? With, you know what I'm saying, I entered a transfer portal, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, you know, I love Evansville. You know, I definitely, option, I did say I want to reconsider coming back with entering the transfer portal. But, you know, I definitely love Evansville, you know what I'm saying? It was good. Time I was here, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate everybody. I appreciate everything. Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, I want to say thank you for taking
the time
to come on here. This was a fun one.
Nah.
We knew it was going to be fun.
Definitely. We probably, hey, we got to probably get me back on here one time.
For sure. We got a few weeks, so we yeah, coming back.
Man. Might have to throw a nightcap if y'all want a nightcap. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
We definitely cannot call it Nightcap, though.
Oh, yeah. My bad,
my bad, unk. Our bad, unk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be crazy. You know what I'm saying? I got a couple, you know, I got my two boys, you know what I'm saying? We talk all night. Funny. We are funny. I don't try to be funny, though. That's the thing, though. I think people get that confused. Like, I don't be trying to be no funny person. And I don't even think I'm funny. And a lot of people don't think I'm funny. A lot of people think I'm really lame and corny for real, which is cool. Respect it. I respect it if you think I'm corny. Cool. Because guess what? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just saying what is on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
I mean, if you take it funny, shoot, get a kick out of that. You know what I'm saying? But if you think it's corny, it's corny. Feel me? Because I'm the same way. I look at certain people like, oh, that was corny. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Be like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, my little brother, I love my little brother. But, you know, sometimes he be on some corny stuff. But sometimes, that, I ain't gonna lie, my little brother, my biggest critic, I feel like, too. He the one who look at me like that. Like, bro, what?
Got to.
Yeah, like, bro, you not even funny. I be trying to be funny with him. He don't go for it, though.
Nah, that's the same thing. That's how I got a little brother.
Yeah.
If without a doubt, I mean, obviously you got my mom, dad, and they're not that. You got somebody that know you like the back of your hand.
Yeah.
Like,
What did you just say?
Back of your hand.
Yeah, like, no, I'm saying, like, that's how they'd be. Like,
yeah. Yeah. You're like, ho, like, or they'll look at decisions you make.
Yeah. Like, bro, what are you doing? Not even you. You know, I swear kids, like, little kids, they'll snitch quick. They'll tell it. They not snitching, but they telling the truth.
Yes.
But you be over here like, yeah, man, I was with so-and-so, dog in the background like, no, you weren't.
Like, wait, hold on. That's not what we talked about.
Yeah, you was not.
Yes, I was. Wink.
Nah, man. That's funny, though, man.
Hey, bro, again, man, appreciate this. Like I said, this was fun. We definitely going to bring this one back. Got to get you back on here for sure.
For sure, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for having me, man. Always.
Always.
Smooth tapping out, man. Running this game ain't a thing for me. I never switched up, no change in me. The only thing changing this season, you go against me, then you know that you tweaking, okay? Because, baby, I'm him. I be on 10. Two-stepping in the party. I do not dance. Watch how I move. Make it look easy. Counting up wins.